The B33 trial was a trial that was very similarly structured as the NCIC MA17 trial that was presented a few years ago. It took patients with stage 1 or 2 breast cancer that were diagnosed about 5 years prior to randomization. They were ER positive or PR positive. They've received tamoxifen for 5 years. And upon completion of tamoxifen, we randomized patients to 5 years of exemestane or 5 years of placebo. Initially, the study started as a 2-year exemestane versus 2-year placebo randomization, but we soon amended it to go to 5 years. And the projected sample size of the study was to be 3,000 patients. And as the study was accruing in October of 2003, we obviously heard the results of the NCIC MA17 trial, indicating that there was benefit with letrozole in that setting after 5 years of tamoxifen. So for ethical reasons, after we discussed this with our data monitoring committee, we stopped accrual to the trial. We unblinded the trial. And the idea was to offer exemestane to patients on placebo and allow patients on exemestane to continue the drug if so chose and provide the drug free of charge. So we did that in October of 2003. At the time, we had 1,600 patients almost, 1,598 to be exact. It turned out that about half of the placebo patients actually chose to receive exemestane. Now, what happened to the other half is not clear. We didn't collect information, but it could be a mix of things. They either did not take any more therapy because they felt perhaps that they were way out of their diagnosis, or they may have received letrozole. On the other hand, the placebo patients, 72% continue on exemestane that we knew of. So everybody that continued on exemestane, we collected information. But the other 28% may have just not gotten anything or went and gotten letrozole. So despite the stoppage of the trial early with accrual of about half of the population.
And I might say, too, when I saw the presentation up until that point, I was thinking, okay, so this is not going to work.
Right.
I mean, it was a mess.
Yes, it was actually almost the worst case scenario.
Yeah, it was
you would
terrible.
Think, and in fact, the way the accrual of the trial happened, obviously like any other trial, accrual starts slowly and then ramps up. So by the time we actually stopped, we were putting a lot of patients, but those patients did not contribute a lot to the overall trial. However, the fact that half of the patients were on upfront exemestane and the other half were on placebo up until the point of unblinding apparently had an effect, because what we found was on the primary endpoint of the study, there was a 32% reduction in disease-free survival event. And if we looked at relapse-free survival, there was a 56% reduction in relapse-free survival event. And this was statistically significant.
And that was on average with, what, about 2 years?
It was median follow-up at that point was 30 months, so almost about 2.5 years. Obviously, there was some reduction in distant recurrence as well, which was not statistically significant, about 31%. And as other studies have shown before, no survival difference at this point. But there were very few events, very few deaths, 16 in the exemestane and only 13 in the placebo. And the interesting thing about that was that when we looked at the subset analysis in terms of where the benefit was coming from mainly, it turned out that what you expect, it turned out that patients that were not positive at diagnosis, patients that had larger tumor sizes, patients that received prior chemotherapy, and patients younger than 60, which were essentially the patients that had a little bit more aggressive disease, if you like, or disease that you would expect events early, these were the patients that benefited the most from exemestane. It sort of makes perfect sense, because where these patients were getting events, it was in the beginning where they were randomized to exemestane versus placebo. The non-negative patients and those with more indolent disease will probably get events later on, and at that time they already would have crossed over.